الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Insha'Allah ta'ala, after the remaining dua, there will be a very important bayan. All brothers requested to participate. Insha'Allah ta'ala, it will be of great benefit.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
وبناتنا في الدنيا حسنة وبنا هب لنا من أزواجنا اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من أحبك اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين واجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أنت أعلم بما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا ظالمين اللهم كفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم واقية كواقية الوالدين اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشركين اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين ولا تجعلنا من المحرومين اللهم اجعلنا فائزين مفلحين ولا تجعلنا خائبين خاسرين واشف مرضانا ومرض المؤمنين برحمتك يا ارحم
Health benefits of Ramadan.
And
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين فقد قال الله جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن عمر ابن ميمون الأودي رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اغتنم خمسا قبل حمس شبابك قبل حرمك وصحتك قبل سقمك وغناك قبل فقرك وفراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected ulama-i kiram and my dear brothers, elders and young ones, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, mashallah. Some faces I see, I recognize from the last 30 years, mashallah. Haji sahab over there, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. I used to read in this masjid, you know, 35 years ago with Qari sahab, Allah gave him paradise. I started my hifz down here, Hafiz Isa's there, mashallah. Ajeeb. You know, we have a small life in the dunya. When we're small, we think that, you know, we're all alone. We have our protectors, our parents. Hum samajhte hain walidaini hai na hamare. دیکھ بھال کرنے والے اور بازو کے والدین بھی نہیں ہوتے یتیم ہوتے ہیں سو وی گو تھرو لائف تھنکنگ دیٹ یو نو آور پیرنٹس ول لک آفٹر اس اونلی ٹو ریئلائز دیٹ دا گریٹسٹ پروٹیکٹر از اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہو ٹیکس یو تھرو یور لائف ہاؤ مینی سچویشنز ہیو یو اینڈ آئی بین ان اونلی فار اٹ ٹرن آؤٹ ٹو بی گڈ سو وین یو لک ان ہائنڈ سائٹ یو لک آل یور لائف اینڈ ہاؤ اللہ ہیز پروٹیکٹڈ یو اینڈ ٹیکن یو تھرو اینڈ یو نو I'm 45 now, mashallah. And Allah's protection has been with me. And I hope the same thing happens with my children and with everybody else. My friends, it's the grace of Allah that we're in the month of Ramadan. only the grace of Allah. Yeah? Once a big Buzurg was going to the masjid. I've forgotten the name. He was going to the masjid, and his Khadim says that I was going with him to the masjid, and I saw him stop. He saw a priest go to the Kanisa, go to the church. So I saw the Sheikh stop, and I saw him ponder for a few moments and watch the person going to the Kanisa, to the church, and then he went to the masjid. So he says, afterwards I asked the Sheikh that, oh Sheikh, what were you thinking? Why did you stop and ponder? So the Sheikh said to him that I was thinking, I was trying to fathom the reason why this man is going to the Kanisa and I'm going to the masjid. I was fathoming and thinking, why is it that Allah has taken him to the church and Allah has taken me to the masjid? And I realized that it was nothing else but the grace and the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith of Rasulullah I read to you. Value five things before five things. Panch cheezo ko ghanimat samjho panch ke aane se pehle. The way you get night after the day, these five things are lazim malzoom. The way you can't drive a car with three tires, unless it's one of them cars that used to have one in the front. Certain things you can't do. So the hadith says five things before five. The first thing of the hadith says, shabab qabla haramik. Aapne jawani ko ghanimat samjho burhape se pehle. You know all these young guys we see here, mashallah? They've got a big blessing from Allah. They can utilize their... When you're youthful, you can do so many things you can't do when you're older. Hadith Sharif says, value five before five. Apni jawani ko pehle ghanimat samjho burhape se pehle. Before you come old, and it's not guaranteed you'll get old either. There's no guarantee you'll get old. I can tell you so many stories of people dying like that. I had this patient, and he said to me, he told me two stories, and both the stories made me sit down. Yeah? The first story, he said there was a man, he had some issues at home with his wife. He couldn't take it in the motorway. On the motorway, he stopped the car in the third lane and stood in front of a truck. Khatam. Second person, he said, same thing, you know when people, when the ladies have children, did you know they are the most vulnerable in all their life at that point to be sectioned? Zehni tawazun, jo zehni tawazun hota hai, jab aurat hamila hoti hai aur jab wad'e hamal hota hai, اور بچے بچی پیدا ہوتے ہیں تو وہ وقت جو ہے عورتوں پر سب سے نازک ہوتا ہے ریسرچ کے مطابق وہ سب سے یعنی ممکن وقت ہے کہ ان عورتوں کو ذہنی توازن سے یعنی اپنا ہاتھ دے جسٹ لوز دیئر مینٹل ایکویلیبریم سو دس پرسن سیڈ دیٹ ہی وینٹ اپسٹیئرز ٹو ہز روم ٹھیک ٹھاک ایوری تھنگ از اوکے نو سائن آف اینی پرابلم ہی وینٹ اپسٹیئرز اینڈ آن دا مصلی ہی سا ہز وائف ڈیڈ from an overdose. Can you imagine? I'm just explaining to you that nothing's guaranteed in life. Nothing's guaranteed things can happen like this. So what Allah's given us, we're in the masjid, mashallah, we read As-Salatul Asr, times 70. Just how much sawab? You know, before I was coming here, we're doing the quick maths. If we get 30 days of Ramadan, five namazes every day, in 10 days, you got 50 namazes. 30 days is 150. 150 times 70, that's 10,500 namazes. 10,500 extra namazes. That's 6 years of worship you've got. And then you add to the Shab-e Qadr, inshallah, 83 years. That's shy of 89, 90 years of worship you get for 1 year. It's okay just, you know, understanding this. But you'll only know the value of one neki, of one subhanallah, when Allah Ta'ala will say, go get one neki. If you've got the one neki, you've got paradise. If you haven't got the one neki, you've got jahannam. You will go to, the Quran Sharif tells us, you'll go to everybody, your mom, your dad, your brother, your friend, your do, everybody, they won't give you one neki. The value of nekiya is not in the world, it's in the next life. One namaz, and then the namaz of Ramadan, where Allah's mercy is so much, and then you've got 6 years worth of namaz, if you've got Shab-e Qadr, 83 years more, 89, then you leave the dunya, and when you leave the dunya, my friends, you and I, me probably more, there'll be people lined up against you. They'll find excuses. You know, in America, they find excuses to take you to the court, don't they? On the day of judgment, anything that they can think of, they'll take you to Allah. Oh Allah, this guy said this to me. He took this penny in the wrong way. He did this. Yawma tubla sarair. On that day, Allah will make sure all the secrets that were hidden are open. People who didn't know will know about you, and then they will lodge a complaint to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? To take your nekiya. So one neki on that day, you'll understand. But you're sticking with this theme. Allah ta'ala will say to one guy, you know what? You need one neki to go Jannah. He'll go around asking everybody for one neki. Will somebody give him one? Nobody. Then he'll go to one guy. The guy will say to him, it's a famous story. He'll say to him, look, you look disturbed. So he'll tell him the majra. He said, you know what? I've got one neki. It's not taking me to paradise, is it? Hey, well, you know what? You take this neki. He'll take it to Allah. Allah will say, who did you come from? He said, this person. Allah ta'ala says, you go to Jannah. Then Allah will call that guy and say, yeah, you being the most sakhi. Ya Allah. Allah ta'ala has got amazing qualities. The quality Allah loves is sakhawat, being generous. When you're spending your last dime, your last dollar, your last pound, you've got everything to, you know, use it for, but you're giving in the path of Allah. Allah loves sakhawat. There's a famous saying, أَسَخِيهُ حَبِيبُ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. That a generous person is a friend of Allah, even though he may be a transgressor. وَالْبَخِيلُ عَدُوُ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ زَاهِدًا. And a person who's a miser, is the enemy of Allah, even though he might be close, you know, he's zahid, he does ibadat, aesthetics. So the hadith continues, value five before five, number one, value your youth before your old age. Then the second part of the hadith, sihat qabla sakmik. Apni sihat ko bimari se pehle ghanimat samjho. Sihat ko. Example, I've been unwell for the last 7-8 days with the influenza, etc. I'm just recovering, alhamdulillah. You see the difference of what you can do, what you can't do. Here I am, normally tick-tock, I can't get off the bed. Hot fever, cold fever. You walk, you know, you want to get up, but you can't get up. And I'm able-bodied, alhamdulillah. Look at the people who have severe illnesses. You know, people with cystic fibrosis. They look the same as you. Even they act the same as you, but their lungs are gone. I had a phone call just a few days ago from a person, Maran Sahab. You know, I can't come on this day. My sister's passed away. Again, with cystic fibrosis. Nothing's guaranteed. You go sleep, tick-tock, and you don't wake up. How many guys do you know? That's why we read the dua. Allahum bismika amutu wa ahya. With your name, Allah, we live and we die. Because when you sleep, annawm akhul maut. It's like death. So second thing, value your sihat. You know, I quickly say to you now, actually, before you can act on it now. And the reason why I'm here today is simple. It's for you guys to do good actions and me to get the nekiya. Huh, Tahir? Simple. I'll be a munafiq otherwise. You guys do the good actions, I'll get the neki as well, inshallah. There's a hadith which says, in this long hadith, and I don't think we'll have time to go through the hadith. It's a long hadith, and Imam Sahib has probably mentioned to you already many times. But the end of the hadith says, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهَا مِنْ أَرْبَعَ خِسَالٍ. That is mayne ke andar char cheeze zyada karo. Wastakthiru fiha min arba khithalin. Do 4 things a lot in this month. There could have been a million things that Rasulullah could have told you and I. But he says, mentions 4 things. Do a lot of things, these 4 things. Khaslatani turduna bihima rabbukum wa khaslatani la ghina bikum anhuma. 4 things. 2 things Allah is happy with. And 2 things you don't have a choice but to do. And then Rasul mentions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَمَّا الْخَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبُّكُمْ فَشَهَادَتُ وَاللَّا إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. 2 چیزیں جسے اللہ خوش ہوتے ہیں, اللہ راضی ہوتے ہیں, The first thing, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Afzalu dhikr, La ilaha illallah. Do the zikr, La ilaha illallah. And you can say Muhammadur Rasulullah. Plentiful. And the second thing, Tastaghfiruna. Do tawbah to Allah. Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, very sorry. Ya Allah, I've done so much dunah. Forgive me. Ya Allah, very sorry. Astaghfirullah. And the other two things, to ye to do cheeze ho gayi na, jisse Allah khush hote hain. Aur do cheeze ke tumhe iske bagair waasta hai nahi. Like you need food and water, don't we? So the Rasulullah is saying that two of the things, you've got no choice but to ask Allah for. Tas'aluna Allah al-jannah wa ta'awadhunahu min an-nar. Jazakallah. Two things. One, beg Allah for Jannah. Oh Allah, grant us Jannah. Oh Allah, grant us Jannah. Oh Allah, grant our marhumin Jannah. And then, oh Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. And our mashallah, Mawlana Ahmad Bana Sahib Allah gave him a long life. Khadimul Quran. You know, he said this maybe 8-9 years ago. He made a small like a sentence and it stuck in my head, and I'll share it with you to do. And do this all day and you'll get all the four things in there. The first is, La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. Yeah, do it with me, guys. Do it now. Bismillah. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'alul jannah. Wa'udhu bika minan nar. I know it's the last kind of moment before iftar and the last dredge on your glucose levels, but bear with me. Allah is very, this is very blessed to Allah. You're in the house of Allah. You're doing the zikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So, La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah wa'udhu bika minan nar. And if you can't do it in Arabic, do it in English. There's none worthy worship but Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I beg you, Jannah. Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. And you know, when you go from the world and you see this, subhanallah, it'll all be there waiting for you, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the month of Ramadan. The hadith says, Man taqarraba fi bi khassatin kana kaman 'inda fariidin fi ma sabah. Whoever does, look at the word, man taqarraba, you want to become close to Allah. Allah ke kareeb hone, Allah farmate hain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hadith ke mafhoom hai, jo is mahine ke andar Allah ke kareeb hona chahega kisi khaslat ke saath. Why do we do good actions? Why are we doing namaz? Why are you here in the masjid? Why are you fasting for? Why taraweeh? It's because we want to become close to Allah. There's no other reason to please Allah. So the hadith says, whoever wants to become close to Allah in this month with the nafil action, a nafil, two rakat nafil, he'll get the sawab of a farz. وَمَن تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِفَرِيدَ كَانَ كَمَنْ عَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدًا فِي مَا سَبَى. Whoever wants to do a farz, he'll get 70 farz. So as I said, 30 days, 10,500 namazes. That's 6 years. And it's a month of amazing. The more you give in this month, look, the hadith says in, Man fattara fihi saiman kana maghfratan lidunubihi wa idqa raqabatihi minan nar. Whoever gives something to a rozedar to break his fast, what will Allah do? Allah will forgive all his sins. Number one. Number two, Allah will free his neck from Jahannam. These are enormous promises. These are enormous promises. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, Laysa kulluna man yajidu ma yuftir as-saim. Ya Rasulullah, what did the Sahaba think? They thought Rasulullah was saying that, you know, when you have a full dawat at home and you call people, they said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us have got the capacity to give somebody something, you know, to break their fast. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, Allah will give this, yu'tillahu hadhal ajr. This sawab will be given to one who gives somebody tamratan, one kajur, or sharbatama, one, you know, gulp of water, or one gulp of milk. Somebody was here today, he's not here today. Kal the, aaj nahin the. How many guys can I tell you who were here yesterday, they're not here today? So many guys have gone. My friends, we barely remember them. This is why the hadith says, go and visit the graveyard. Our friends, they have haqs on us. They have rights on us. We go and bury them when we leave them. My friends, it's not easy being buried. There's a dua. Allahumma arhamna idha sirna ila ma saru ilay. Oh Allah, have mercy on us on the day when we go where they've all gone. Nudah dua. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ard. Oh Allah, have mercy on us when we're above the earth. Allahu marhamna tahta al-ard. When we're in the earth, Mother Earth, our mother, the earth, have mercy on us. Allahu marhamna yawm al-ard. Have mercy on us the day when Hisab Kitab will take place, my friends. There's some major, major things coming after us. Major things are coming. We think this world is hard. Allah make the next life easy for us, my friends. We're in the month of getting the reward. It's like a fire sale. Buy one, get 70 free. You know, if any of our parents, whoever's parents are alive, this is the month to do their khidmat. Khidmat of your parents. Plenty of durood sharif upon Rasulullah and using the month to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second thing was, value your health before your ill health. And the third thing, وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, value your wealth before you don't have that much wealth. We're in England, we count in pounds compared to Pakistan and other places. Yeah? Our pound goes further. And nowadays, you just have to ring Ummah Welfare. 100% donation. And you can, for £50, you can feed an entire family, Haji Saab, for the month of Ramadan. But guess who stops us? Shaitan. Shaitan says, don't come to the mosque first of all. When you come to the mosque, what did he say after that? He says, quickly, bago. And if you read Nafil, he says, you know what? Sit down and read it. And then after Nafil, you dua, he says, forget it. Shaitan is a loser. The epitome of evil is shaitan. Allah has given shaitan power over us. That's why in this month he's locked up. Alhamdulillah. So we can worship Allah Ta'ala happily. So the third thing was your wealth. So the wealth Allah has given us, you know, there's five things they look at when they get married. When a person gets married, they say, you know what? Look at five things. One of the things, and these are things where the qazis and the judges can break the marriage. Example. One of the things is this, that look at the wealth of the both parties. Are they the same or not? Because what's the point of marriage? They live a harmonious relationship, don't they? If one lady is used to, you know, a different standard of living, and this guy, poor guy, gets 200 quid, maybe 250 a week, things aren't going to go very smooth from day one. So one of the things is wealth. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah has both opinions. You look at the wealth and you don't look at the wealth. But Imam Abu Yusuf says, no, you don't look at wealth. And what does he say? Atin rahin. Wealth comes and goes. Today you can be nobody, tomorrow you can be a millionaire. And vice versa. Today you can be a multimillionaire. Look at this Roman Abramovich and these guys, oligarchs, haven't they? Had so much billions, and today, bichare, they're asking for money. This is an example for us, my friends. The wealth is not, we ask Allah, keep giving us ease and to our children, but it's not guaranteed, you see. So while you've got it, you know, we invest for the dunya, don't we? In shares and in houses and businesses. Why should you stop investing for the hereafter? Why stop at the boundary of this world? Why stop at the boundary? Keep investing for the hereafter, and mashallah, you all do. So when you leave the dunya, you're in the hereafter for eternity. Forever and ever and ever. You want to see the fruits of your investment in the dunya as well, but for the hereafter. So ghina qabla faqrik, value your wealth before your poverty. And the fourth thing, wa faragha qabla shughlik, value your farig waqt. Teesri baat thi ke apne maldari ko ghanimat samjho apne faqr se pehle. Chauthi baat thi ke ghanimat samjho apna farig waqt ko isse pehle ke aap farig na rahein. You know, we don't always have free time. Some people work, you know, they don't have the luxury of being, you know, working for themselves. So the free time you have, value that free time. One, you know, Ya Allah, the Hadith Sharif tells us that Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu went past a grave once. And he got up from his camel and he read two rakat nafil namaz. And they asked him, you know, oh Ibn Umar, you don't read this normally. Why are we doing this today? He said, because the person in this grave, he would give the entirety of the dunya to read two rakat nafil namaz. I'm alive, I can do it. You know, when you have this kind of mentality, you can't lose. This mentality, you can't lose. Keep doing the neki, banking the neki, moving on. Doing the neki, banking it, moving on. Banking it, moving on, until you leave the dunya. So the fourth thing is value your free time. And the fifth thing is, what do they say? Two things in life are guaranteed. Value your life. وَحَيَاتَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. Value your life before you're dead. Can't get more clear than that. Five things. All five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before you become unhealthy. Your wealth before you become relatively poor. And then your free time before you become busy. And then your life before you die. My friends, this is a message for you today. And the easiest thing is that your tongue will keep moving until the last. It's zikr of Allah. The hadith says, keep your tongue wet and moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this kalama I mentioned to you, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minan nar. Amazing. Now I want to quickly mention some benefits of fasting. Okay? We're fasting for pleasure of Allah. When you fast, the hadith says, as-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Allah ta'ala says, fasting is for me, I give the reward. Wa ana ujza bihi. The revival says, I am the reward. So much, there's a door in the hereafter called Rayyan, one of the doors of Jannah. It's only for the people who used to fast frequently. On the day of judgment, there'll be an announcement. Whoever used to fast consistently, enter Jannah through this door. The guys will stand up and they'll go to Jannah. The door will be closed. Now, what does it mean by fast consistently? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to fast Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday. MashaAllah. Monday and Thursday. Fast Monday and Thursday. And if you can't fast Monday, Thursday, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast 13, 14, 15 of every month. What is the rule of Allah? The default rule. Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashr misaliha. Jo ek neki karenge, Allah ta'ala unko 10 ka sawab milega. Denge. Yeah? When you fast 13, 14, 15, I'm going to make a case for you today in the next 10 minutes to fast Monday and Thursday and to fast 13, 14, 15 after Ramadan as well, inshallah. I'll tell you the health benefits here. They're phenomenal. So whoever fasts on the 13, 14, 15, Allah will give him 10, subhanahu wa ta'ala, 10 rewards for each. So by fasting 3 days a month, you're getting 30 days. For the rest of your life, if you fast 13, 14, 15th of every month, the ayyam bidh, in the record of your record, it'll be like a guy who is always fasting. And on the day of judgment, in return for 3 days fasting a month, your name will be called out from that door. My friends, you and I guarantee that name is going to be called out. Let's be honest. Is it guaranteed? Inshallah. Inshallah. Bilkul, inshallah. But there's no guarantee. Ya Allah. Yawma tubla sarair. The day the secrets will be opened. Ya Allah, keep me safe that day, my friends. Our dirty secrets will be opened. Allah, keep us safe from the people who Allah will call and say, look, here's your gunas. And the guy will think, I'm destroyed. Allah will say to him, I kept you hidden in the dunya. I'll keep you hidden today. Allah Ta'ala, make us from these people, my friends. Don't we owe this loyalty to Allah? We owe loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, okay, you're all tired. Let's call it a day, inshallah, quickly. So you guys are used to it, I'm tired. You probably sit here till the last few minutes of the iftari. I don't know who has been here before me, but I'm not well. Anyway, look, 8 benefits of fasting, physical benefits. Can I tell you something? You know, who's heard of the 5-2 fasting diet? You not heard of it? 5-2 fasting diet is a revolution in the wider non-Muslim world. It's a revolution. There's a book called 5-2 diet. The single biggest thing you can do for your health, apart from going to the gym, mashallah, is what? 5-2 diet. Fast 2 days a week. Monday and Thursday. Why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam fast? To please Allah. But the health benefits, so you could get the health benefits. There's nothing better for your health, Ajisab, than fasting Monday and Thursday. Look around you. The guys who fast Monday and Thursday, look at their health. Guys I know who got kidney disease. Kidney disease. You know how hard it is to reverse kidney disease? It's like impossible. It's so hard. It takes years. Guys with kidney disease, their parameters are so good because of Monday, Thursday fasting. I can give you names, but I can't. Monday, Thursday fasting. The 5-2 diet book, they say in there, they say, All these non-Muslim guys who are looking after their health, guaranteed they're doing Monday, Thursday fasting. Not the way probably you and I are doing it, but they limit the calories. 800 calories, okay? So the biggest thing you can do for your health, please believe me, it's my job, is Monday, Thursday fasting. Your GP should tell you, okay? And if you can't do... So in that book they say, fast Monday and Thursday. And do you know what else they say? They say, if you can't fast Monday, Thursday, what do they say? Anybody?
13, if you, 14,
15. Subhanallah. 13, 14, 15, Jazakumullah. If you can't fast Monday and Thursday, fast 13, 14, 15. Guys, you can't make it up. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did is being caught by these guys. Everything. Tahajjud salah, akhlaqiyat, oral health, teeth health, the manner of sleeping, the manner of going to the bathroom. You find the sunnah of Rasulullah and that's the epitome of doing that thing. Allah Ta'ala chose everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There can be no science that will go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 8 benefits of fasting. Number 1. It delays aging. Fasting delays aging. Biological aging inside. Fasting delays aging. According to, I was doing a bayan in Halifax a few weeks ago. I said the same thing. And Haji Sahib was about 83 years old. Mecca, mashallah, Allah will give him a long life. They all start laughing. I said, Allah will give him another 83. They all start laughing. Then I said, look, the joke's on you guys. The study says, okay, it's in rats, okay? It doesn't say about human beings, it's in rats. But it said, 83 years increase in life. 83 years, nobody wants to die, my friends. You get old and two things the hadith says. One is, you want money. And number two, you want wealth. Allah keep us safe. Allah keep us protected. Allah give us a good, easy, comfortable life. Allah give us a good, easy return. Allah ma'ini asalaka aishatan naqiyya wa mitatan sawiyya wa maradan ghar mukhtan wa lafadhi. It's a dua. Allah give us a comfortable life. Give us a comfortable and distinguished return as well. First of all, fasting will give you a colossal amount of biological, decrease in your aging. Inside you, free radical damage. All right? Your time is up when Allah wants it to be up. Don't get me wrong, okay? But the damage, you won't die in a bad state. You won't get diabetes, inshallah. You won't get diabetes. Number two, do you know what fasting does for you? Number two, brain dysfunction. Neurodegenerative disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Kitne log hai bichare buri bure. Unko apne yaddasht, unke baaki nahi rehti bichare. Alzheimer's, dementia. Fasting has been proven to keep you safe from Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah, long life, 83% increase in one study, even though it's rats. Number two, you will not get Alzheimer's and dementia. I can give you the hawali for this. Okay, and the third thing. What did they do? What's the biggest cause of death in the world? Yeah, heart disease. Cancer is number two. 32.5% of global mortality. 32.5% of people who die in the world, they die of heart disease. 32.5%. And the Asians, you and I, we break all records for the wrong reasons. Fasting is the way out. Why? It promotes better heart health, long life. You won't get Alzheimer's, dementia. You'll have good heart health. Number four, cancer. Second cause of death was cancer. Very dangerous. Only benefit of cancer is you get ready to leave the dunya. You can do your wasiyat. Yeah? The will, very important. Anybody you owe, you deal with, you tell them quickly before you leave the world. It gives you a chance to leave the dunya. That's the only benefit of that. And inshallah, your sins are forgiven as well. So number four, it helps cancer prevention. Did you know that? What is cancer? What you know, cancer cells, they're like anything else. What makes them go bigger? Sugar. All right. So helps cancer prevention, increases effectiveness of chemotherapy, and it blocks tumor development. Guys, I'm giving you gold here today. Gold. It blocks tumor development. Look at the words. Increases the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Understand? Serious stuff. People are dying today as I speak because they don't know this or they don't believe in this. 4. Number 5, all the Palawans here. Growth hormone. Increases growth hormone. MashaAllah, I'm seeing all these faces, all my neighbors, mashaAllah. So many people I recognize, I don't see them, mashaAllah. Haji Sabzi as well. Increases growth hormone. For the weightlifters, growth hormone. Human growth hormone. Helps you put on the weight, apparently. They're very expensive, this is. Somebody was telling me a few days ago, £135 for one syringe for the weightlifters amongst us. Keep it natural, which is fasting. All right. So number 5 increases your human growth hormone. Number, I don't know what number one now, but I'll go through them. Aids weight loss. The holy grail of certain ladies and men. MashaAllah, nothing wrong with losing weight. And then, the biggest one, fights inflammation. And then one more. Fights inflammation. If there's no inflammation in your body, there's no illness. No inflammation, no illness. And then, the first one, how many guys have diabetes? So many guys have diabetes. What fasting will do, it'll make sure you don't get diabetes. Subhanallah. The best way to modulate your insulin resistance is fasting. Simple as that. How to reverse diabetes? There's a very, very good book written by a non-Muslim, Professor Roy Taylor. If someone's got diabetes in the last 6 years, he'll guarantee you to reverse it in 2 months. Professor Roy Taylor, his name. Yeah? 6 years, if you've had diabetes 6 years, not type 1, type 2, this book and this doctor will guarantee you to reverse it. I've done it many times. It works. My friends, today was a topic regarding fasting, the benefits of Ramadan, the fact that we haven't got a long life. It's nothing. How long is this life? Allah Ta'ala says, one day for Allah, wa inna yawman ka khamsina alfa sana. 50,000 of our years is one day for Allah. We've got 100, if we get 100 years, old men with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid and good Alzheimer's, dementia, you don't live like that. We've got small time in the dunya. Value the time. Beg Allah to help us utilize this time. And do this, la ilaha illallah. Let's do it one more time, please. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah. Wa'udhu bika min al-nar. I've got my prophet, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept your coming today. Allah Ta'ala accept your listening to the speech today. Allah Ta'ala help us to do things which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive our sins we've done today in the state of fasting. Allah Ta'ala keep our children safe. Allah keep the iman safe. Allah make him hafiz in ulama. Big, big alims like your imam. Maulana Saifuddin sahab. Maulana Ismail Bana sahab. My friends, they've done a lot of qurbani. Age of 13 going and studying, you know. It's not a small thing. People go 4 months in Jamaat and think they've done, mashallah, Guinness Book of Records, which is a great thing, don't get me wrong. But these guys spent their 13 years onwards. May Allah give us tawfiq. Jazakallah khair, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Dua kar lete hain jaldi jaldi choti si. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ولم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على الكافرين یا اللہ ہمارے سب گناہ کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے نیکیوں کو قبول فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ہمیں ایمان کے ساتھ موت عطا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ رکھی یا اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ رکھی یا اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ رکھی یا اللہ مصیبتوں سے آزمائشوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرماؤ یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کی حفاظت فرماؤ ان کے ایمان کی دین کی حفاظت فرماؤ یا اللہ پورے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرماؤ یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پکی سچی محبت عطا فرماؤ یا اللہ گرانٹ اس دی لو اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیلپ اس فالو دی سنہ اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم او اللہ ٹیک اس آؤٹ فرام دس غفلت فرام دس ہیڈلیسنس یا اللہ اینڈ پوائنٹ ٹو اور ہارٹس دیٹ وی گونا گو انٹو دی گریو ون ڈے یا اللہ وی ول بی آل الون ان دی گریو یا اللہ. Only our actions will be in that grave with us. Oh Allah, help us to please you, ya Allah. So, oh Allah, so the day we leave the dunya, it's the best day for us. Allah, there's a hadith of Rasulullah. Allahumma aj'al khayra yawmi yawma alqaka fihi ya wali Islam. Oh Allah, make the best day the day I leave this world and I meet you. Oh Allah, make us from all the people, make all of us from the people for whom the best day is the day they leave this world. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
I said, I'll be one. 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 I'll